Hallelujah, Christ has risen. He is risen indeed. Welcome to the internet and radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this glorious day of our Lord's resurrection. The story of Jesus' death and resurrection is like none other in history. Stay with us today as we explore the bottom line of the Christian faith.
Today we continue our Like No Other sermon series about Jesus with the theme, He's Resurrected Like No Other. So stay with us as we begin our worship service. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Our reading for this Easter Sunday is from Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Don't be alarmed, for you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He's not here. Look, here's the place they laid him. But go now and tell his disciples and Peter that he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Dear friends, an expression that I sometimes will hear used is this little idiom, the bottom line, which is someone's way of saying the underlying truth of it all. For instance, a traveler might say, "If our flight is late, we'll miss our connection. That's the bottom line." Or a school board member may say, "A student with special needs can stress a school's budget, but the bottom line is that the state must provide for the child's education." Or the coach might say, "The bottom line is we're here to win, and anybody here should have that mindset." Or the starry-eyed lover who says to his sweetheart, "The bottom line is this, darling, I just can't live without you." What would you say is the bottom line of the Christian faith? I would suggest to you that the bottom line of the Christian faith are these three words: Christ has risen. That is our ultimate underlying truth as those who are followers of Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Therefore, I want to start right out this morning by saying, if Jesus was who he said he was, and if he really did come back from the dead, then biblical Christianity is true. And other religion is false. Jesus Christ is like no other because he is resurrected like no other. Moses, as great as he was, is dead. Muhammad is dead. Buddha is dead. Confucius is dead. Joseph Smith is dead. Any and all founders of the world's religions are dead. Only Jesus Christ overcame death itself, establishing once and for all the truth of his deity. And thus, no other person who has lived can and should claim our allegiance as Jesus does, because he alone can offer us the gift of salvation and the assurance of eternal life. Christ's resurrection, you see, is the linchpin of the Christian faith. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, for instance, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. But he is risen. He's risen indeed. Someone might ask, as many have for the last 2,000 years, really, does the evidence hold up? Let's check it out. In our story for today, we have an empty tomb. The women saw where the dead Jesus had been placed on the day he died. Now he's gone. They hear the announcement of the angel. He has been raised. He is not here, just as he said. The women are confused and afraid, as are the disciples. Hearing this news totally surprises them, and they're finding it hard to believe at first. But then resurrection appearances begin to happen. Jesus sightings, the women, the disciples, 500 people at one time, the Apostle Paul. And then there's the lives of those disciples after the resurrection, absolutely different. Once they were so full of fear and scattering like sheep when the pressure was on, but now they stand confident and bold, willing to die for this message about Jesus. And all of them, by the way, did die for this fact of the resurrection. Would they do that if it were a lie? Would anyone die for something they made up? And then look at his opponents. They couldn't argue that the tomb was empty and no one could produce a body. Later, some of them even became convinced enough to become believers themselves. Now, some may say, well, can we really trust the accuracy of the Bible? Well, scholars of textual criticism say yes. It's even more so accurate than any other historical document from classical history that people believe. It turns out, yes, we can trust Scripture. So the bottom line of all of this evidence checking is Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. That's our proclamation today. And here is what the bottom line means. It means that Jesus is the Savior of the world. His resurrection, you see, means that when he died on that cross, what he did there counted to save us from sin and its consequences. He was dying as the perfect sacrifice, taking our place, our punishment, for the sin that was separating us from God. He was God's gift to us. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, as John the Baptist called him. And God's raising him up from the dead is his way of saying yes to the sacrifice. He means for your life, forgiveness for your sins and a restored relationship with God. His resurrection is the first fruits of the resurrection, by the way. He has defeated death. Because he lives, we shall live also. He really is the resurrection and the life who promises that all who trust in him have a place prepared for them in his heaven. Some of us have loved ones that passed away since our last Easter. What a comfort it is to know that when we lay believers in Christ to rest, they are well taken care of. There is a joy that has become theirs that awaits the believer that's beyond our wildest imaginations. And for those of us who face our own mortality in this world, we can live with the confidence that, you know, whether I live or whether I die, I'm the Lord's. His resurrection means that Jesus is. Not Jesus was. Jesus is. He's present to live with us and in us through the working of His Holy Spirit. He's available. He's approachable. He comes to work in each one of us, changing us into new persons who can love God as God intended, who can worship God as God intended, who can love neighbor like God intended. And He comforts and He strengthens a person to live through life's circumstances that sometimes get difficult with confidence. I'm reminded of the hymn writer who says, I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. He lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away my tears. He lives to calm my troubled heart. He lives all blessings to impart. Rick Warren, the pastor of Saddleback Church and the author of that book, The Purpose-Driven Life, together with his wife, Kay, went through a devastating loss a while back when their 27-year-old Matthew took his own life after battling depression and mental illness for years. About a year after this tragedy, Rick said, I've been asked, how have you made it? How have you kept going in your pain? And I've often replied, the answer is Easter. You see, the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus happened over 3 days. Friday was a day of suffering and pain and agony. Saturday was a day of doubt and confusion and misery. But Easter, that Sunday, was the day of hope and joy and victory. And here's the fact of life, Rick says. You will face these 3 days over and over and over in your lifetime. And when you do, you'll find yourself asking, as I did, three fundamental questions. Number one, what do I do in my days of pain? Two, how do I get through my days of doubt and confusion? Three, how do I get to the days of joy and victory? And the answer is Easter. The answer is Easter. That, my dear friends, is what this bottom line means for you and me. Forgiveness for our sins as we place our trust in Christ, eternal life with Him in His heaven, and an intimate relationship with the Savior who will never leave us orphaned, never leave us on our own. And finally, here is what that bottom line is calling for from you and me. One word, faith. Let me say it again. One word, faith. Understanding is not the goal of the Christian proclamation. Appropriation is. In the Gospel of John, he writes, all who have received Jesus have the power to become the children of God. Faith is simply receiving Him. He stands at the door and knocks and promises anyone who will open that door, He will come in and begin a friendship with you. Faith is simply trusting in Jesus and what He has done for you. It was pointed out to me years ago that in this world, there's the Christian faith and then there's other religions. And other religions are spelled D-O. Do this and do that, and you will earn God's favor and be saved. But then there's the Christian message. It's spelled D-O-N-E. Done. Jesus Christ has done it all for you. And God has affirmed that at the resurrection. So simply receive Him into your life and the promises that are attached. A new eternal life is yours to enjoy for the rest of your days, all the way into eternity. Do versus done. Which one are you following? Which one are you going to follow? So there you have it, my dear friends. The bottom line, Christ is risen. And because He has been raised from the dead, that one who was crucified on a cross, He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through Him. That's what was affirmed that day. Or as the Apostle Peter put in one of his sermons in the book of Acts, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved. Trust in Him. Trust in Him and what He's done for you. Trust in Him with your life, with all your heart. Because, like no other, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. That is the bottom line. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord of Calvary and the empty tomb, we thank You for the bottom line, that Christ is risen. The world is different today because of You. The headlines may tell of wars and disasters and human failings, but we know the good news, that Christ is risen. And He has a final word over this world. We are well acquainted with death and dying, but we know that You have defeated death. And our lives still become embroiled with sinfulness and failures, but we know that You have given us a promise of forgiveness and a new start. And our lives can be confusing and even frightening at times. But we know we have a present risen Savior to turn to. And so, Lord, we worship You and we adore You, for You have done great things. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May He go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you His peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the Internet and Radio Ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to trust Christ with your life and your heart, because like no other, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Christian Crusaders currently broadcast on 27 radio stations across the United States, on the World Wide Web, and on shortwave radio across North America and Europe. Please consider, if you are in a position to do so, sending a gift to help cover production and broadcast cost of these stations. In this way, you become a partner in providing a Sunday worship service for those who need to hear the gospel message. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. Today's service is also available to be read or heard anytime on the Internet. Our website address is ChristianCrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a gift to help defer production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are pleased you chose to worship with us today, and we pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 82nd year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.